You're listening to the G-Ray Records Music Network. You enjoy.
Okay, let's get into this. Big news this week. On October 29th, Universal Music Group, UMG, settled that huge copyright lawsuit with the AI music platform Udio.
Yeah, it's a pretty landmark moment.
Absolutely. So today, we're diving deep into why this happened, why this pivot, you know, from all-out legal war to, well, collaboration. It feels like a defining moment for AI and music.
It really is a massive strategic shift. I mean, you have to remember where we were just last year.
Right.
UMG plus Sony and Warner, they sued both Udio and its main rival, Suno. The claim was mass infringement.
Yeah, alleging they trained their AI on millions of songs without licenses. Scraping content from, like, YouTube and stuff?
Exactly. It looked like years of court battles ahead. But this UMG-Udio settlement, it's basically a truce, at least on one front.
So a truce with Udio, but the fight with Suno goes on. That's key.
It is. And this Udio deal, it's setting the rules, the framework for what comes next.
Okay, so what are the core terms? What did they actually agree on?
Yeah. Well, there are three main things, and they're all connected. First, obviously, Udio's paying a settlement.
Yeah.
Financial details aren't public, but, you know, money changed hands.
Okay, standard enough for a settlement.
Second, Udio gets new licenses. This is huge. It covers UMG's recorded music and their publishing catalog. So, the whole library, essentially.
Right. Access, granted. But what's the third part? You said it was revolutionary.
This is the game changer. It's a dual compensation structure. Artists and songwriters get paid both for their music being used as training data and for the AI-generated output that uses their work.
Okay. So Udio basically had to give up that whole fair use argument for training.
Completely. They conceded. By agreeing to pay for the input, the training data itself, they've set a precedent. It's not just about royalties on the final song anymore.
That's the massive legal shift then. Training data isn't free. It has to be licensed and paid for.
Precisely. And UMG CEO, Sir Lucian Grange, he emphasized this. Artists now have to actively opt in. It makes intellectual property a core upfront cost for these AI companies, not an afterthought.
Okay, so how does this actually work in practice? They mentioned a new platform launching in 2026.
Yeah, a joint subscription platform. It's designed to be this licensed and protected environment. Everything trained on properly licensed music.
Protected environment. What does that mean for, you know, someone actually using it?
It means a walled garden. That's the crucial bit. You can create music, customize it, stream it, share it within the platform.
But you can't export the finished tracks.
Nope. No downloading the AI-generated songs to use elsewhere, commercially, or, well, anywhere else. That door is closed. They're using filtering and fingerprinting tech to enforce it.
Wow. And Udio already shut down downloads on its current service?
Immediately. As soon as the deal was announced, it fundamentally changes what it means to have AI music.
Yeah.
You're renting access inside their garden, not owning a file.
Okay, so Udio gets stability, gets the licenses. What does this mean for Suno? They're still in that legal battle.
Huge pressure on Suno now. Udio's got legal peace, a massive license catalog to train on. Suno is still fighting UMG, Sony, and Warner.
And this settlement pretty much destroys their fair use defense, right?
It definitely undermines it significantly. Plus, remember those claims about Suno allegedly stream-ripping content, violating the DMCA's anti-circumvention rules? That's serious.
Yeah, that doesn't look good. So this UMG Udio template, the licensing, the dual pay, the walled garden, you think Sony and Warner will demand the same from Suno?
Absolutely. Why wouldn't they?
Yeah.
It's a clear path forward that protects their IP and creates a revenue stream. It sets the standard for any generative AI company now.
So the CEOs are celebrating this move from fighting to, I guess, licensed innovation,
yeah.
Making IP central.
Right. It's about building the AI future on the existing creative ecosystem, not trying to bypass it.
Okay, so here's a final thought for you, our listeners, to chew on. Udio found peace and got the catalog by accepting this walled garden model. What does the future hold for Suno with its reported $2 billion valuation if it keeps fighting this new industry standard? How viable is that resistance now?